Here on the Opening Line Podcast, we'd love to give you the real Vegas insight. Welcome, everybody. It is a Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow on the podcast, of course, we'll do all of our picks for NFL and for college football. We'll have Chip Patterson and Tom Flanelli on for college. I'm Adam Azer, joined by Larry Hartstein. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be back in the big city after a quick jaunt down to Florida.
Yes, it's good to have you back. And boy, do we know that Johnny Cueto cannot strike out six guys in a game. Got that one right. Got the Grom's prop bet wrong. But we'll talk baseball in a little bit. Larry, thank you again for getting another amazing guest on today.
Yeah, very excited to have Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill. He's the head honcho there, director of trading, I believe is his official title. And Nick, welcome aboard.
Glad to be here, guys.
Nick, we got a lot of questions for you. As you know, you're in charge of a lot of books, but just tell us, give us a little bit of background about what you do, how many books you run.
Well, William Hill, we have well over 100, been in this business since 86, put up the numbers and let them fire away. Money changes the market, and hopefully our opinion's good enough.
And would you say that you guys cater more towards the public, towards the sharps, towards everyone? You know, what kind of action are you getting?
I'd say our breakdown at William Hill is probably 90% public, 10% professional. It's, you know, it's hard to really say, but that would be my best guess.
Got it. And let's get right into the game tonight. Patriots hosting the Dolphins. First, before we even talk about this game, tell me what has been going on with the Patriots all year. It seems like people cannot wait to get on that bandwagon, and I assume that you've had to really pump up these lines to get some kind of even action.
Yes, and rightfully so. New England's cashed a lot of tickets this year. All you got to do is watch them. I mean, they're so impressive. The way they're organized, they're so well coached. They're like a machine. So there's no question. Once the lines come out, we're always on the higher side of the Patriot market. They draw big money, and they're awesome.
Is it going to change anything this week that they're playing the first game instead of one of the late games? Because I know a lot of people want to tie those parlays into the Patriots.
It will for sure. If this game was like Sunday at 1 o'clock our time, we would be just totally buried on the Patriots. So instead of that, we'll just be slightly buried. There's still plenty of money for the Patriots, straight bets, money line parlays, teasers. It'll be a big decision for us tonight. But yes, if it was played Sunday, it would be three times as big.
So you've had to root against this machine pretty much every week. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, every week.
So I guess you've enjoyed the last couple of weeks with those backdoor covers. Did it close at over 7 last week with the Jets?
No, we closed 7. But, yeah, I mean, we got real lucky in the Colt game that we backdoored that game. And actually, coming 7 last week wasn't any good because we opened 9, closed 7. We sort of got sided on the game. There was plenty of Jet money last week. The Jets have really drawn the fancy of the better, too. So the 7 wasn't any good last week, but the week before against the Colts, it sure was.
So now you got the Dolphins coming in, and they're the Dan Campbell's coming in. Everybody loves them right now. What kind of action are you seeing on this game, and what line do you have?
Yeah, well, we're at 8.5. We were as low as 7.5. We're up to 8.5. People still like the Patriots. It's been slowed down a little because of Miami's recent success the last 2 weeks. I mean, they actually look like a football team now. So, yeah, it should be a good game. On a short week, anything can happen. If Tannehill has a hot hand, it wouldn't surprise me if Miami pulled the upset.
And what would this line have been like, say, without a coaching change for Miami?
Well, without a coaching change and the way Miami was playing and the way New England was playing, 11.5 maybe.
Yeah, you actually have there's a pretty big number on the total in this game. How do you approach Thursday night games? Are those typically lower totals than what it would be if it were on a Sunday?
No, not really. Actually, maybe a little the opposite. These really? Isolated games have been going over at an alarming rate, so we usually shade the over. This game, no exception. We opened 50.5. We're up to 51.5, and we're taking nothing but over money, so it might even go a little higher.
Ah, about that.
Isn't it's probably one of the most common phrases heard around the book, Patriots and over, right? I mean, you got to account for that.
100%. Patriots and over, and they either put up money or add more teams. But, yeah, that's the combination.
Let's take a look at a couple of the other huge games this week. Start us off with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and how you deal with the Ben Roethlisberger situation.
Very difficult one because he probably means like 6 points to the Steelers. We opened Cincinnati 2. We're now at Pittsburgh 1. You know, and a lot of it is – a little bit of money, a lot of it, you know, just adjusting to the market. No one really knows what to expect. I mean, there's got to be a rust factor. He's missed a month, and now he's playing in a hobbly knee brace against a real active defense. So for him to be 100%, I'd be shocked. And Cincinnati might be the best team in the NFL. So I'm a little surprised at the move. But meanwhile, the money and the market dictated. So we opened Cincinnati 2, we're now at Pittsburgh 1.
And is that public or sharp money or everybody loading up on Pittsburgh?
That's more professional than public. The public won't get involved too much till the weekend.
Got it. And tell us about Green Bay Denver, because that's another one where I think we could see a split with the public on Green Bay and the sharps on Denver. That's my guess. What are you seeing?
I think you're right. You know, Rodgers has looked really good, like Rodgers always does, and Peyton's really struggled. So I'd say the public's definitely going to fare with Green Bay. And we opened the Green Bay 3 flat. We're now at Green Bay 3, the dog 20, which means we took some professional money from Denver. So I think you're right in your assessment. This should be a great game. But I'm in the minority here. I think Peyton shows up and plays a good game and maybe even outshines Aaron this week. I think Denver wins this game.
And how much does your opinion matter when you're making lines?
A little bit. I mean, I always got a choice of what number to put on the board.
Right.
So, it better be halfway decent.
Which games gave you the most trouble this week other than the Pittsburgh game because of the Roethlisberger situation? And, Nick, you can expand that to college football as well.
College football, yeah. You know what? The pros are the harder ones just because of the injuries. Mm-hmm. There's no real major college injuries that, you know, slow us down a little bit. I mean, like the Tennessee situation, just waiting on Mariota's health. He's worked probably 2.5 points over Metzenberger. That's always an issue. And, you know, it's just quarterbacks in the NFL that really give us any hesitation.
And what action, if any, this week has surprised you other than that big move on Pittsburgh?
Minnesota-Chicago's seen a lot of activity. Minnesota's, you know, they got a nice young defense. Zimmer's a defensive coach. They're playing great. We opened Minnesota 2. We're now at Chicago 1. So the professionals think the Bears, Mr. Cutler, will have no problem with this defense. So we'll see what happens.
All right. We got Sportsline on our website, sportsline.com. We got computer simulations, A picks, B picks, C picks. The A grades are the ones that are the strongest leans. We have an A pick. I'll give this one away for free to the audience on Seattle -6 at Dallas. And I think the Seahawks are going to destroy the Cowboys. I would love to know what you think about this game and what kind of action you're seeing.
We might agree with you. We opened Seattle at 6.5. We're down to 6. The professionals like Dallas. I sort of lean toward your side.
Yeah.
You know, I think Russell Wilson and them will get rolling at some point. It looks like Dallas has some issues. I mean, Randall's going to get suspended, and Hardy's a madman, and, you know, they still got issues. I mean, catching 6 at home is a good number, but I think at some point Seattle gets right, and this might be the week.
And one more game. It seems like Arizona's been a team that the public is just infatuated with. Tell me what they're laying at Cleveland, and are we seeing the bandwagon still full even after they blew that cover against the Ravens?
Yeah, that was a tough one to blow. You know, they're up 17 and cruising. They missed the extra point to go up 17, and the block punt, and, you know, and then the old backdoor job. So yeah, that was a tough one. That slows people up a little bit, but not enough. They still got a great offense. They still had 440 yards of offense, and Carson Palmer's got lots of weapons. 3 great receivers. Chris Johnson's found the fountain of youth, and Cleveland's defense is soft. So. We open the game 5. There's lower out there. We'll stay high on the Arizona side because we're still going to take plenty of Arizona money this week. So, you know, the total's high, 46. Should be a shootout, and we're going to need Cleveland pretty good.
We're talking to Nick Bogdanovich, Director of Trading for William Hill U.S. At this point in the season, are people still betting on futures, or is it just games?
100%. Future book open, you know, closes as the games start on Sunday, and they're opened the next day on Monday after the weekend's results. And future business has never been more brisk. Ton of business in the futures.
Cool. So what are people liking right now?
Well, they're betting the Patriots with both hands, and rightfully so. They look awful good. And then they'll take long shots. I mean, we got people, you know, people like to bet a little to get a lot. So all these fringe playoff teams, they'll take a shot on them at 40 and 50 to 1, like, you know, whatever, Dallas 75, things like that. They'll take a shot with the longer priced teams.
Man, I certainly would feel bad for anyone who works for you or with you and is a Patriots fan, because it seems like work and rooting interests would get in the way quite a bit.
Yeah, no question. and then throw in fantasy football, too.
Right.
You got to root for your players. So
Do you play fantasy, Nick?
It's crazy on the weekend, to say the least. You're pulled in all sorts of angles like taffy.
Nick, do you play fantasy?
I'm in a fantasy league.
How's Sunday for you? Is that fun or stressful?
No, Sunday's great. All the prep work is the hard part. Monday through Friday is the hard part. When the weekend comes, all we have is games and money flowing in and action. So the weekends are the best.
You mentioned some of the long shots that people like to take. I heard of some people were loading up on the Lakers to win the title, the NBA title. Is that? Did you see some of that action as well?
You know what? I'm going to check the screen right now.
The Lakers, huh?
You know, because people just love those big long shots to come in. But while you're doing that, I mean, so the Patriots are the team you don't want to win. What would be the worst and the best result for you NFL-wise?
Yeah, the Lakers, I can we open the Lakers. They've been as high as 150 to 1. They're down to 60 to 1. We lose a little with them, but we won't lose anything with them because they have zero chance. Yeah, I mean, people, like I said, if it's a high number, people are going to take it regardless of how bad they are.
Right. And then what about NFL? I'm assuming the Patriots are a team you don't want to win at all. Who else are you not looking forward to seeing in the Super Bowl?
Actually, we do real well with the Patriots. Again, when you're a lower odds team, there's a chance, you know, we're probably going to win with you. The longer shot teams, we're going to lose with you. So we're okay with the Patriots. We got them like 3-1. We're fine with the Patriots. Some of the teams we do bad on are Arizona Cardinals we get hurt with. That's a legitimate concern. The Colts is a legitimate concern, but the way Luck and company's playing, maybe not too much.
What is the biggest parlay you've ever paid out?
That's a good question. Well, there was one hit last week when the regular season of baseball out. A guy won close to $500,000 on a parlay. Kansas City to win their division, Texas Rangers to win their division. So there's a big parlay right there, close to $500,000.
Whoa. How much did he have to risk to win that?
I think he bet, like, I think it was a total of $60,000. He bet it three different times. It was like $60,000 to win close to $500,000.
Is that you, Larry?
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you brought it up, Nick.
Hey, I want to ask you about college football World Series. First, I got a Twitter question from Dan Smith. How much of a line factor is a coast-to-coast trip in the NFL?
It's half a point, maybe a point tops. I mean, it has shown over the years that when the teams travel from west to east and they start at, you know, it's 1 o'clock your time back there, but 10 o'clock our time, they don't fare too well. So I guess there is a little bit of a jet lag or hangover, but, it's sort of built in the line, but a half point to a point tops.
Yeah, you got the Cardinals going to Cleveland. It's not exactly all the way west to all the way east, but they're also playing on a short week. Was that a factor at all?
100%. That does not help. The schedule makers didn't do Arizona any favor there. And Cleveland's been real respectable at home, so I can see why the little sharp money's starting to trickle in on Cleveland.
Okay, yeah, that is a 4.5-point spread, Arizona. Well, we have it. I see it at 4.5, kind of consensus. Where do you have that game, Nick?
Yeah, we got a 5, but there is plenty of 4.5s out there. And like I said, they bet Cleveland every week at home, the sharp. So, and I think their cornerbacks are healthy now this week. So that number will probably go down.
Which college games are drawing the most action this week? Not a huge card compared to previous weeks, but still some good games.
You know, the two that have drawn the most so far is Notre Dame and Temple. You know, it's a great story, Temple hosting such a meaningful college football game, and who to do it, you know, Notre Dame, what a team to show up and play. And Clemson, NC State, people are enamored with Clemson. They're cashing a lot of tickets, so people keep coming to the window to bet the Clemson Tigers.
And where did those lines open, and where are they now?
You know, similar lines. I think they both opened 10.5, and Notre Dame is still 10.5. I think Clemson opened 10.5 is down to 10. So right in the same neighborhood, pretty strong favorites.
And while we're on college football, how much, if at all, did you downgrade Baylor in terms of their chances of winning it all because of the quarterback situation?
Just a little bit. You know, the kid is highly touted. He's got 2 weeks to prep, and they got such a good surrounding cast. I mean, they got a great offensive line. Shaq Lindwin's awesome. The receivers are great. So I have a feeling he's going to perform halfway decent, and we'll see. We'll see how good Seth Russell really was when this kid steps into that machine and takes over. But you know, his opening week is a horrible spot because he's at Kansas State, and they're coming off two horrible games. So you know, that's a nice home field, and they'll be really, really angry and motivated to play well in this spot. So the spot isn't great for him, but I think he's going to do just fine.
Nick, tell us about Florida-Georgia. What are you seeing so far this week? What is the public like about the Sharps? What do you got on Florida-Georgia?
You know, we opened 2.5. We're still there. There are threes out there, so at some point someone will probably get around to lay in Florida. You know, it's a great game. It's a huge rivalry. Both teams have their share of issues. I mean, you know, Georgia loses Chubb and Florida loses their quarterback, and both a little offensively challenged, if you ask me. So I think it'll be a close defensive struggle. But, you know, what? Definitely one of the better games of the weekend to book.
How much interest is there in this World Series? I'm a little disappointed it's not 1-1. I want to see this go 7, but you getting a lot of bets on baseball?
Ton of business. Absolute monster business, in fact. It would have probably been bigger with the Cubs, just because the Cubs were such a, you know, they haven't won in 600 years. But this is a great story because Casey was there last year, and New York has the four young arms. So, yeah, they're going to have to get right fast because in a little mini series is when the momentum shifts, you may not get it back. And, you know, it's up to Syndergaard to throw a good game 3 and get this thing back so we can see a deep series. I'd like to see a 6 or 7 game series myself. That just means more, you know, dollars through the windows.
Sure.
And you had it as a pick'em going in?
It was a pick'em going in, and now the Kansas City Royals are a $4 favorite. So the Mets got some work to do.
You know, I thought it was, you know, pick'em basically, in consensus sort of pick'em, but I feel like the Mets were favored in game one. Hey, tell me if I'm wrong here, if I just remember correctly. The Mets are favored in game one and in game two, and I think they're favored in game 3 because they have the pitching advantage all the time. Is that what's been going on?
Correct, and they'll be favored in game 4, too. Mets will be favored over Young. But, you know, so much of the price is predicated on the starting pitcher, but the Royals have such a good lineup 1 through 9, and they just win close games, and they got to go bullpen. So I think people overlook that fact. You know, before the series started, I was touting everyone. I thought it was, you know, the Royals got close last year. I think they'll get over the hump this year. So, you know, the Mets with those young arms. But like I said, I hope we see some good baseball and it goes 6 or 7.
So I guess explain to me the thought process when you make the line, because you obviously believe in the Royals and they're even money to win with the Mets, even odds. So why make the Mets a favorite every time? You just think that's the way the public is gonna go?
Well, we put up the best of 7 series at Pick'em, and at that point, when you put it on the board, you're turning it basically over to the bettors to determine which way this thing's going to go. And we had split action on that thing at -110 each way, and we never moved it. Well, actually, we took a 6-figure bet on the Mets and moved it 5 cents. So it basically went nowhere, and there was good two-way action at those numbers. So I think the number was spot on.
You said a 6-figure bet. What's the max bet that you've ever taken on any event?
On any event? It wasn't when I was at William Hill. It was back when in my Binion's Horseshoe days. I think $1.4 million was the biggest bet.
Did it hit?
It won. It was Frisco on the money line to win a Super Bowl when they were in the glory days with Rice.
Oh, is that one, the 55-10 over Denver maybe?
It was either
or
the Denver one or the San Diego,
San Diego game.
The San Diego one. It won easy, though.
Yeah.
That I remember.
I would have put $1.4 million on that game, but no question about it. Nick, we're going to let you go. We appreciate your time. Last thing, what's your favorite thing about your job, favorite part about your job?
Just being around sports 24/7. When I was growing up, I mean, that's all I played was tennis, golf, baseball, basketball, wiffle ball, whatever. So I love sports, all sports. In fact, my favorite sport to watch on TV is golf. So, you know, and then you add money to the mix, it really gets interesting to watch it all day. So it's just being around sports.
You never bet on wiffle ball, did you?
I wish I could have. I was pretty good at it.
Nick, thanks so much for coming on. Let's do it again soon.
You got it, buddy.
want to thank Nick Bogdanovich so much for joining us here on the opening line. Well, I know we had some audio issues there. Thank you for sitting through that. I think the information was just outstanding and certainly made up for the audio issues, but that was great stuff from Nick and Larry. Thank you for getting that.
Yeah, Nick, one of the sharpest guys in the business, and always great to kind of get a look behind the scenes, and I guess they'll be rooting against the Patriots again tonight.
Now, yeah, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the opening line. We're going to have our college football guys on. We'll do all the NFL games as well. And it should be a lot of fun. So for Larry Hartstein and Nick Bogdanovich of William Hill US, I am Adam Azer. This is the opening line. Go to sportsline.com/podcast. Sign up right now for just $10 a month.